哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，In the peace be with you all。
今天晚上我们一起来学习的题目是不要自欺。
The topic we'll study tonight is do not deceive yourself。
上个礼拜五晚上，我们讨论一个题目是免得入了迷惑。
And last week we had a topic not to be tempted。
我们看马太福音二十四章第四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24。
二十四章第四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 4.
耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。”
Verse 4. Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you."
主耶稣提醒信徒在末世的时候最重要要谨慎。
And Lord Jesus reminded the disciples that at the end times, the most important thing is to watch out.
因为最厉害的挑战是来于迷惑。
And the biggest challenge is from temptation.
我们看到什么叫迷惑呢？上个礼拜我们讲了几点。
So what are temptations? And last week we mentioned few points.
上个礼拜我们讲到说迷惑就是被引导离开了真道。
Being tempted means that you are tempted from the straight path and to the wrong path.
走迷的路了。
Which means you lost.
或者是走已经相信一些错误的道理。
Or you believe in the wrong not in the truth.
那么今天我们继续来讲多一点。
And today we'll discuss further.
这个迷惑这个字啊，在圣经呢其他的地方啊，翻译成为自欺，就是自己欺骗自己。
And this word deceives means that you lie to yourself.
Deceive yourself.
You deceive yourself.
什么叫做自己欺骗自己呢？
So what does it mean by deceiving yourself?
我们知道人呢，常常会跟自己讲话。
We know that we often talk to ourselves.
我们每天都会跟自己有很多的对话。
We often have a lot of conversations to ourselves.
你自己告诉自己一种事情。
Sometimes you tell yourself something.
其实不是真实的。
But that's not the truth.
但是你不断告诉自己，你自己也相信了。
But sometimes you just keep on telling yourself one thing, and eventually you believe it.
所以魔鬼他的诡计很厉害。
So this is the plan of Satan.
有时候魔鬼他不会直接骗你。
Satan would not deceive you directly.
他会让你自己来骗自己。
Rather, he let you deceive yourself.
你自己相信自己，结果你自己也被骗了。
Because when you believe yourself, at the end of the day, you deceive yourself.
我们知道，如果一个人去骗别人，这个人是骗子。
And you know that if someone tries to deceive the other person, then that is a deceiver.
如果一个人骗自己，他是傻子。
And if someone who deceives himself or herself, it's a fool.
虽然是这样说，但是人还是常常骗自己。
Even though that's what we say, but very often people deceive themselves.
好，那我们今天来讲几点呢？到底人在什么事情上会骗自己
？So now we'll talk about what kind of under what kind of situation that men would deceive themselves.
有什么坏处？有什么结果
？What are the consequences? What are the disadvantages?
第一点我们来讲。
And the first one.
很多人呢、欺骗自己、告诉自己我犯罪是没有所谓的。
A lot of people tell themselves that it's okay that if I sin,
我可以信了耶稣，继续活在罪中。主是恩典，主会帮助我的。
Even after I believe in Lord Jesus, I can still live in sin because Lord Jesus can help me.
因为主耶稣是慈爱，你犯什么罪，他都可以赦免你。
Because our Lord Jesus is merciful, whatever sins you commit, Lord Jesus will still help you.
恩典比一切都大。
Because mercy and grace is greater than anything.
这种观念对不对呢？
Is this kind of concept correct?
你看哥林多前书第六章第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9.
哥林多前书第六章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9.
这里说你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
Do you not know that the wicked would not inherit the kingdom of God?
不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做妓童的、青蓝色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。
Do not deceive, neither the sexual immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers.Nor male prostitute, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God.
在两千年前，保罗那个时代已经有一些错误的思想。
So 2,000 years ago, at Paul's era, they were already had these kind of thoughts.
他说啊，我们这个肉体啊是坏的。
They say that our body is sinful, is bad.
灵魂呢是好的。
But our spirit is good.
你肉体做什么事不会影响你的灵魂。
So whatever your body does, it would not affect your spirit.
啊，这个这种哲学的思想叫做诺斯底主义。
And this is called Gnostic.
啊，那么在当时的社会非常的风行。
And at that time, the society was very
common.
Common.
影响到基督教教会里面的一些道理的想法。
And that affects the truth in Christianity.
啊，当时候教会里面就有人以为说，对啊，外面的人都这样想啊，其实我们犯什么罪都没有关系的。
And at that time, the church thinks because everyone says, no matter what you do, whatever sin you commit, it's still okay.
但是保罗这里讲得很清楚了。
But Paul said here, said very clearly.
如果一个人他的行为是不义的，他是不能够进神的国的。
He says, if a person is wicked, will not inherit the kingdom of God.
你们不要再自己骗自己了。
You should not deceive yourself.
哎，为什么人会骗自己呢？
So why do men deceive themselves?
有一些人告诉自己说可以啊，没有关系的，可以去这样做的。
A lot of people tell themselves that it's okay, I can still do that. There's nothing wrong with that.
神不会跟你计较的。
For God will not punish you.
这种侥幸的这种心理啊，是从魔鬼来的。
And that kind of thought is from Satan.
为什么
？Why?
我们看创世纪的时候，魔鬼怎么引诱夏娃
？You can look at in the book of Genesis, how did Satan tempted Eve.
神告诉夏娃说：“你吃这个果子，分别善恶树的，有一定会死。”
So Satan told Eve that if you eat that the fruit of good and evil, you might not die.
但是蛇呢就跟女人说：“你吃了不一定会死。”
But the serpent told the woman, if you eat, you might not die.
哇，如果你 lucky 啊，如果你好运的话，应该是可以跑过去的。
Which means that if you're lucky enough, you're able to make it and might not die.
神不一定会抓你抓那么紧的。
God may not be that strict.
啊，你可以 take chance， 你可以试试看。
You can take your chance.
这种想法就是魔鬼来的。
And these kind of thoughts are from Satan.
神的话是绝对的，不行就是不行。
Because God's words are absolute. When it's no means no.
再怎么还是不行。
No matter what you do, it's still no.
魔鬼说可以试试看，没关系。
But Satan say, give it a try, doesn't matter.
不一定有那么严重的后果。
May not be that serious.
所以啊，人这种心理啊，常常会自己欺骗自己。
So these kind of thoughts, men always use this to deceive themselves.
但是啊，当人家犯了罪之后，就会发觉犯罪的代价是什么呢
？But after a person committed sin, then they realize the price for the sin.
我们看这个第九节这里记载，有什么事犯这些罪的人是不能想承受神的国的呢
？So let's read in verse 9, what kind of sins they committed they will not that will lead them not have the inheritance in heavenly kingdom.
如果你看第九节，这里集中讨论。一件事情就是淫乱的，或者是奸淫的，或者是男色的，或是同性恋的，都不能进神的国。
So the main focus here is those who are sexually immoral, or adulterers, or male prostitute, or homosexuals.
啊，当然也有讲拜偶像，但是这个不是很大的问题，因为很少基督徒啊信了主耶稣之后还是回去拜偶像。
Even here it talks about idolaters, but it's not the main focus because really, after they believe, worship idol.
但是要一个基督徒啊，信了耶稣之后过一个圣洁的生活，不像以前这种淫乱的生活了，是很困难。
But it's very difficult for a Christian who can live a holy life after they believed.
因为当时这个哥林多城市啊，是一个非常淫乱的一个社会。
Because at that time Corinth is a very corrupted place.
啊，每一个人都是这样生活，每一个人都这样做的。
Because everyone does the same thing.
但是呢，保罗告诉他们，你们不可以这样。
But Paul told them, "You cannot do that anymore."
因为主耶稣啊，已经把你们洗干净了。
For Lord Jesus has already cleansed you.
啊，你看第十一节啊，你们中间有人以前是这样。
And verse 11 says that is what some of you were.
但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，借着我们的神的灵，已经洗净，成圣称义了。
But you were washed and you were sanctified. You were justified in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God.
这句话很重要，这句话就讲洗礼。
This is very important. It talks about the baptism.
哥林多教会以前每一个人以前都是淫乱的。
For everyone in the church of Corinth, they were all sexually immoral.
但是呢，保罗说你们奉主耶稣的名洗礼了。
But Paul said, after you have baptized by the name of Lord Jesus.
所以洗礼是奉主耶稣基督的名，不是奉父子圣灵的名。这里讲得很清楚。
So when you get baptized, it has to be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus, not by the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
要透过圣灵。
It has to be done through the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的洗礼才有功效，没有圣灵的洗礼没有功效。
The baptism is effective through the Holy Spirit.
啊，洗干净了，称义了。
And after you get baptized, then you are sanctified.
洗干净, 你不能又回去以前那种生活。
So after you wash, you cannot go back to your old lifestyle.
如果回去以前那种生活呢, 你是不能得救的。
If you go back to your old lifestyle, you cannot be saved.
今天呢, 基督教界已经抓不住这一条最重要的道德的界限。
And today in Christianity, most people cannot understand this, this commandment.
有很多教会啊, 不敢讲。 不能奸淫这条诫命。
Most churches they dare not mention that the commandments of sexual immorality.
为什么？
Why not?
现在这个社会，你要讲这个，这个太多人已经犯了这个了。
Because it's most people has already committed the sin, so it's very difficult to tell them not to do it.
你讲说不可以淫乱，不可以奸淫。
If you tell them do not commit sexual immorality.
哇，大家每个礼拜听到了，一听哇，要被骂了。
And every time they go to church, every week they go to church, they felt that they were scolded.
哇，很有罪恶感。
They feel guilty.
所以可能就不想去教会。
And maybe at the end of time, at the end of the day, they don't want to go to church.
对，很多教会的选择不讲这个了，讲神是爱，神是平安，大家都很喜欢听。
So most churches nowadays they talk about God's love, God's peace, and everyone loves that topic.
不能奸淫，这个很难讲。
If you say do not commit adultery, it's a very harsh topic.
为什么？有没有两个可能？
Because there will be two consequences.
第一，可能你讲这个，大家人就少来了。哎呀，牧师老师讲这个，传道老师讲这个，不好听啊，不来听了。
Because if you say mention this topic, and the people who comes to church will get fewer and fewer.
或者是另外一个，那个牧师可能就被换掉了。你老师讲这个，大家不喜欢听啊，你的工作失去了。
Or the pastor, or the preacher might get switched to someone else because people don't like this topic.
但是保罗告诉我们很清楚。
But Paul clearly said to us,
当时 2000 年前的基督徒最大的挑战，外邦的基督徒就是犯奸淫。
And 2000 years ago, the biggest challenge for the Christians are the sexual immorality.
没有办法保守自己的圣洁。
Because they cannot keep themselves pure.
这不能承受神的果。
And because of that, they cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
今天 2000 年之后, 在 2009 年这个社会也是最大的挑战。
And 2000 years later, in year 2009, that is still our biggest challenge.
所以保罗勉励当时的信徒,
so Paul encouraged the disciples.
也是勉励我们啊,
and also encouraged us.
我们看第18节。
Let's turn to verse 18. Verse 18, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins since sexually sins against his own body.
第19节。
19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own.
20节。
20. You were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your body.
所以保罗说，你们不要自己欺骗自己啊。 而是要保守自己的圣洁。
So Paul said, do not deceive yourself, rather keep yourself holy.
今天呢, 因为我的工作的关系, 常常接触组内很多的青年。
And because of my job, I often contact with the youths at church.
我发觉啊, 这一代的青年呢, 面对试探引诱非常的大。
I realized that the youth in this generation faces a lot of temptations.
因为我们这个年代呢, 是淫乱的时代, 圣经说的。
Because this generation is the generation of sexual immorality.
婚前发生性关系啊, 这个学校里面太普遍了。
And fornications is very common in schools.
不单只是一个, 有时候两个三个继续犯下去。
And it's not just one person, but with multiple people.
有些人很多情况不要结婚的同居了, 住在一起。
And a lot of times, instead of getting married, they decide to cohabit together.
同居换这个不喜欢，要换另外一个要同居。
And after cohabit for a pair of time, they can switch to another person.
这个在社会当中是太普遍了。
And this is so common in this world.
好像没有什么。
It seems like it's so common, it means nothing.
但是在圣经里面呢, 这个都是淫乱的罪, 是得罪自己的身体的。
But in Bible, this is adulteries, and this is a sin against your own body.
所以保罗说，那么多罪当中啊, 不能承受神的果啊, 是奸淫是排第一。
So among all the sins, adulteries or sexual immorality is in the first place.
所以啊, 我们要非常, 如果我们有年轻的子女的话, 我们要非常关心他们的一举一动。
So if you have children who are in their youth, you have to be very watchful.
要告诉他们这个道理。
You have to tell them this concept.
你要留意他们的行踪啊，跟什么朋友在一起。
You have to watch over what kind of people do they hang out with.
啊，就算我们自己是中年的，也不要说，哎呀，我已经中年了，老年了，我不会犯这个罪的。
But even though if you're middle age, don't take it too easy.
现在很多很多所谓的社会上婚外情的发生。
Because there is a lot of affairs going on.
其实婚外情现在就被社会上、被媒体啊、被电影啊包装成一个很漂亮的东西，很浪漫的故事。
And having this affair, it appears that it's something romantic in the movies or you can any drama you can see in the TV.
还把它改一个很好的名字，叫婚外的情，是有情的啊。
So that's what it calls
extramarital affair.
Extramarital affair.
但是呢，这个在神面前，这个叫做淫乱。
But in God's eye, this is adultery.
是不能承受神的果的。
It's something that leads you not able to inherit the kingdom of God.
所以我们自己的身体是很宝贵。
So our body is very precious.
所以不要欺骗自己。
Do not deceive yourself.
我们要好好保守自己。
We have to keep ourselves pure.
有时候我们组内的年轻朋友们还没有结婚的。
Especially those youth who are not yet married.
如果你啊，或者你有孩子，十三、十四岁开始发育时期了，要一早跟他讲这个道理。
So, but if you have children who are at the 13th or 14th, you have to talk to them about this issue.
因为年轻人如果犯了那个不圣洁的罪，什么圣工都不能做。
Because if a youth committed that sin, they can no longer do any kind of holy work.
最好自己也低调，不要做这种任何圣工啊。
And it's better for them not to do any holy work.
神不会同工的。
Because God will not abide with them.
神不会荣耀，神不得到荣耀的。
And God's name will not be glorified.
只能够低调的来聚会。
And they can only keep a low profile and come to church for services.
可能神会怜悯，我们不知道。
Maybe God will show mercy, but we don't know.
但是已经失去了很多的福气啊。
But that already, he or she already lose a great blessing.
不要自己欺骗自己。
So do not deceive yourself.
年轻人绝对不要自己欺骗自己。
And youth. Please don't deceive yourself.
没有结婚的人，还没结婚的人，不要自己欺骗自己。
For those who are not married, do not deceive yourself.
结了婚的人更不要自己欺骗自己。
And for those who are married, you also cannot deceive yourself.
我看了一个报道啊，他说婚外情是什么情况之下发生比较多啊。
I have read a report, an article. It described usually under what kind of situation that an affair is happening.
现在的婚外情非常的普遍。
Nowadays, external affair is very common.
大部分是从什么时候开始的呢
？But usually when did that start？
大部分是从谈心开始的。
Usually it starts with chatting。
啊，谈心呢？谈心呢？就是说，不单只是 chatting 哦，是谈心中的话那种。
Not just chatting, it's talking about inner thoughts。
啊，什么意思
？What does that mean？
如果你跟另外一个异性啊，谈得非常来。
If you can talk a lot and if you can open your heart to an opposite sex，
那个异性不是你的配偶。
But that opposite sex is not your spouse.
那个很小心。
Then you have to be very careful.
那个报道说，十个当中啊，八九个婚外情的开始啊，都是异性谈心谈太好了。
In that article, it mentioned that external affairs start when a person starting having a very close relationship with an opposite sex.
你跟对方可以什么都谈。
Because you can talk a lot, you can open your heart to the other person.
但是跟自己先生、跟自己太太没有什么好谈。
But rather he or her has nothing to talk to his or her spouse.
通常都是从这样先开始的。
And this is usually how it started.
因为魔鬼很厉害，他知道说引诱基督徒哦，就是从这方面开始。
And Satan is very sharp. He knows that how to tempt the Christians.
心开始有不好的想法了。
They have it usually start with the heart with bad thoughts.
之后的行为就会出轨了。
And then eventually, the action comes in.
所以保罗提醒我们了。
So Paul reminded us.
不义的不能承受神的果。
For the unrighteous, the wicked would not inherit the kingdom of God.
还有什么不能承受神的果呢
？So what else cannot inherit the kingdom of God？
第九节这里说啊，除了奸淫之外，那些做妓童的或者青蓝色的都不行。
And here it says the male prostitute or homosexuals cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
圣经讲的太清楚了。
And that's very clear.
同性恋在神的眼中看起来是一种非常严重的罪。
Homosexuals is a great sin in the eyes of God.
如果人要选择走这条道路的话，他就不能进神的国了。
If a person chooses to take this path, he or she cannot enter the kingdom of God.
但是现在的社会呢，价值观已经改变了。
But in this world, the value has changed.
讲人权。
They talk about human rights.
啊，说人人都平等。
It says everyone has equal rights.
啊，同性恋可以结婚。
Homosexual can get married.
啊，那个婚礼的那个主持人也要帮他们行礼。
And the marriage coordinator has to bless them as well.
啊，也可以一起报税。
And they can register as a couple.
如果你说他不对的话，你是犯法。
If you disapprove them, you are going against the law.
所以现在很多教会啊，不敢讲这个道理。
So nowadays the churches they don't dare to talk this topic.
不敢讲同性恋在神眼前是一个罪。
They dare not say that homosexual is a sin in the eyes of God.
我没有搞清楚，如果我们身边有同性恋的朋友，我们不要去歧视他或者是骂他们，不要没有必要一样这样子。
We have to be careful when we have friends who are homosexuals. We should not despise them.
我们是彼此的尊重，在社会当中。
In the society, we respect each other.
但是我们要清楚知道神的道理里面什么是容许的，什么是不容许的。
But we have to distinguish that what is right or wrong in the eyes of God.
所以青蓝色的同性恋的，或者是喜欢小孩的、搞小孩的，这个是基恋童癖啊，也是不能进神的国的。
The male prostitute, the homosexuals, or the pedophile, they cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
这魔鬼很厉害。
And Satan is very smart.
前几个礼拜啊，这个在东部啊，就发现了有一个天主教的主教啊，他原来是这个恋童癖的。
And a few weeks ago in the East Coast, they realized that a pope,
a bishop
in a Catholic church, that he is actually a pedophile.
在这个电脑里面很多用儿童的照片。
And in his own computer, they found there is a lot of pictures of young kids.
为什么会这样？
Why does it so?
魔鬼已经引诱控制人的心了。
Because Satan, he controls a man's heart.
所以很多变态的人在社会里面。
So there, that's why there is so many weird people.
这种就是变态的，就喜欢小孩的。
And that's why these people are sidetracked and they
like kids. 所以如果人不悔改啊，不信了主教不悔改。
So if a person after they believe in Christ and they do not repent,
还是走在这种的道路上面的话，
they will be still walking in these paths.
或者不能承受神的果了。
And they will not able to inherit the kingdom of God.
第十节呢，是讲一些比较长期的罪啊，不是一次过就不行进神的果，是比较长期的罪。
And verse 10 talks about the long-term sins.
他们罪是有两种，一种是你犯一次你就失去永生了，有一些是你长期的，你不悔改的话也是不行。
And there are two types of sins. The first type is that once you commit, if you commit it once, and that's the end of it. But the second type is you can commit for a long time.
不是 you can commit for a long time, 是你会长期做，但是呢，你不悔改的话还是不行得救的。
Even it's you You might
好了，第十节啊，第一个就是偷窃、偷东西。
And the first is thieves, stealing things.
偷东西不是属自己的，就拿。
It's something that does not belong to yourself.
我们有没有这样做
？Have you ever done that before?
大东西可能没有偷了。
Maybe you have not done steal big expensive things.
小东西啊，没有偷。
Have you steal small things?
公司的铅笔啊、橡皮擦啊、纸啊，会不会拿回家用
？Have you ever took pencils or pens or erasers from the company?
如果有的话，我们是偷窃的。
If you have done that, that is considered as stealing.
贪婪的。
And then greedy.
有没有贪心
？Have you ever been greedy?
有的话，要从心里面拿走。
If that's the case, you have to remove greed from your heart.
犹大卖主就是从贪心开始的。
When Judah he decided to sell Lord Jesus, that was because of his greed.
再来醉酒的。
And drink hard.
醉酒要很小心哦。
And you have to be careful.
现在社会上青年啊、学生啊、大学里面很喜欢喝酒。
Because a lot of students in university or even in schools, they love drinking.
喝酒就会醉酒。
And when you drink, you could get drunk.
辱骂的、勒索的都不能承受神的国的。
Slanderers or swindlers, they would not inherit the kingdom of God.
所以我们要提醒自己。
So we have to remind ourselves.
我们的目标就是要进神的国。
Our aim is to enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们要远离那些不义的事情。
So we have to be far from these sins.
要过圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life.
那么第二点啊。
And the second point.
欺骗自己啊，就是如果犯了罪了却不承认。
To deceive yourself is that when you commit your sin, but you do not face your own sins.
比约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
First John chapter 1 verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
First John chapter 1 verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
这里圣经告诉我们，如果我们自己犯了罪，但说自己没有罪，便是自欺了。
So if we claim that we are without sin, but yet we have sinned, And that we deceive ourselves.
其实圣经告诉我们呢，有哪一个人没有犯过罪呢？
So the Bible tells us, does anyone here does not commit sin?
天底之下一个义人都没有。
In the whole, under the whole world, there's no one who's righteous.
一个自己从出生到死亡没有做过一件错事的人都没有。
So there's no one that is righteous from when he was born till he died.
只有主耶稣是完全的。
Only Lord Jesus is perfect.
就算我们信了主了，到死之前还是常常会犯罪，常常会软弱。
Even though after we believe in Christ and till the day we die, we still have a lot of weaknesses and we still could sin.
但是对我们信了主的人来说啊，我们有什么这个挑战？
But for those who have belief, what are the challenges?
常常我们会觉得说，我没有啊，我没有犯啊。
A lot of times we think that we did not commit any sin.
如果是这样的话，我们就自己欺骗自己了。
If that's the case, you're deceiving yourself.
啊，我们看亚当夏娃他们犯了罪之后，也是这样自己欺骗自己。
And if you look at Adam and Eve, after they committed sin, they also deceived themselves.
神问亚当，你为什么吃这个禁果啊？我叫你不可以吃的。
And God asked Adam, why did you eat the fruit? Because I told you not to eat it.
他没有一句承认的话。
He did not acknowledge.
他就说，是你那个给我那个女人同居的女人叫我吃的。
Instead, he said, "It's the woman who you gave me. She asked me to eat it."
神就问这个女人呢，为什么你吃
？And God asked the woman, "Why did you eat?"
你做的是什么事呢
？What have you done?
哎呀，那个蛇叫我吃的。
And the woman said, "The serpent told me to eat it."
这个就是我们人最容易犯的错。
And this is what the biggest mistake we often commit.
我们犯了罪，但是我们不肯容易承认。
We committed sin, but we dare not admit it.
如果我们犯了罪，再为自己做了一些借口的话
，But when we committed sin and we find excuses for ourselves,
我们就会罪加一等了。
And that will be added to our sins.
如果当时亚当夏娃马上悔改了，说不定神给他们机会。
If at that time Adam and Eve they decided to repent, God might give them another chance.
但是他没有这样做。
But they did not do so.
所以圣经告诉我们说，如果你说自己没有罪，就是自己欺骗自己了。
So the Bible says, if you said you do not have sin, it means that you're deceiving yourself.
啊，圣经里面有两个很强烈的对比的例子，告诉我们认罪的重要性。
And in the Bible, there are two major contradictions to tell us it is very important for us to admit our sins.
以色列国第一个国王叫扫罗。
The first king in Israel, his name is Saul.
他一开始很好，神很重用他，神很爱他，因为他很谦卑。
In the beginning, he was very nice. He was a very humble guy, and God loved him.
但是他当了王之后
，But after he became king,
他就改变了。
He changed.
他就不听话了。
He was not submissive anymore.
神还给他机会。
But God still gave him another chance.
透过先知问他，你为什么做错这事情
？Through the prophets, he asked Saul, "Why did you do these things?"
但是他怎么说呢
？But what did Saul say?
他说了很多，就是没有说我错了。
He said a lot of things. He found a lot of excuses, but he never said I was wrong.
就是没有说我犯罪得罪神了。
He never said I was wrong and I sin against God.
就算有了，也不是真心的说的。
Even if he said so, but it was not from his heart.
所以人会欺骗自己。
So men often deceive themselves.
我们讲扫罗很简单，大家都会讲。
When we talk about Saul, it seems like we always point fingers at him.
但是我们问问自己，上一次我们跟别人说，哎呀，我错了；跟先生说，我错了；跟太太说，我错了。跟孩子说我错了，跟父母说我错了，是什么时候的事啊
？But ask yourself, when was the last time you apologized to people around you?
很多人啊， oh. 兄弟姐妹、父母、朋友、配偶啊。
And people around you, like your husbands, your wife, your parents, your siblings, or your children.
还有上一次我们跪在神面前，真的流眼泪说主啊，我真的错了。
And when was the last time you kneel down and pray to God and say to God that, God, I have wronged?
什么时候的事情
？When was it?
这个礼拜我没有跟别人说 I'm sorry 吗
？This week that you say I'm sorry to anyone?
有没有跟神说神啊，我这样做其实是不对。
And have you kneeled down and told God that, sorry, God, I've done this wrong?
神啊，我这个态度实在不应该。
Or have you told God that I'm sorry, God, that I have a wrong attitude?
先生啊，我刚刚跟你讲话那么大声，这是不应该。
Or maybe have you said to your husband that, oh, it was wrong what I have said to you just now?
太太啊，我刚刚这样发脾气啊，实在是没有守道理啊。
Or have you told your wife that, it was wrong for what I said?
我们说别人错很容易，说自己错好像很难讲出口。
It is so easy for us to point fingers at other people, but it's very hard for us to say sorry to others.
很容易理解，因为人是喜欢面子，面子问题很难说我是错了。
It's true because most of us are ignorant here.
但是大卫给我们一个很好的榜样。
But King David gave us a very good example.
他犯了错，他承认。
He committed sin and he admitted his sin.
我们看撒母耳记下十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章十三节。
2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 13.
十二章十三节。
Chapter 12 verse 13. Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan replied, The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die.
哦，这里是大卫，他得罪神了。
Here it says that God has, David has sinned against God.
他怎么得罪神呢？
What did he do?
抢人家的太太。
He steal other person's wife.
杀人家的丈夫。
And he killed someone else's husband.
哇，这个诡计都包装得非常好，没有人知道的。
And this strategy was planned so well, so that no one knew.
如果不是神把它指出来，绝对没有人会发觉的。
If it wasn't God who pointed finger at him, no one would knew. Would know.
但是我们要知道。
But we have to know.
一个神属神的人犯罪，神是一定会把他挖出来的。
For a person of God, a children of God, when they commit sin, God will surely tell people.
暗中做的事情啊，会被人张扬的。
For something you do in the dark, in secret, it will be revealed in open.
你不要想说别人会不知道。
Don't think that no one will know.
一定会知道的。
Because surely they will find out.
就时间的问题。
It's the matter of time.
因为就说你把它盖得很好，神就会把它翻出来。
Because if you have to do it secretly, God will surely reveal it.
所以神就差遣先知拿单去责备大卫。
So God sent prophet Nathan to rebuke David.
拿单讲了一个故事。
And Nathan, he said a story.
讲到最后。
And at the end,
就说那个坏人就是你。
At the end, he said the bad person was you.
哇，大卫他被指出他的错误了。
And at that time, David was his sin was discovered.
其实拿单这句话非常的尖锐。
Because that line that Nathan said was very sharp.
没有给大卫任何的面子。
There was no. It embarrassed David completely.
没有给他任何的下台阶。
There was no way for David to escape.
没有给他任何的可以遮盖了自己的机会。
There's no way for David to cover his sins.
在众人面前就说你就是那个坏人。
And in front of people, Nathan said, "You are the man."
大卫怎么说了？
So what did David say?
大卫只说了这几个字。
David said,
我得罪神了。
He said, I have sinned against the Lord.
他没有逃走。
He did not run away.
他没有说是别人引诱我的。
He did not give excuses.
如果是换别人，可能说他洗澡没有洗好，没有盖好，让我看到我才会这样子。
If it's other people, probably he would say, because she showered and she did not cover herself.
他没有说，哇，我是一时冲动才会这样做的。
And he did not say that I did it with impulse.
我得罪神了。
He just said, I have sinned against the Lord.
他就是这样。
And that's the only thing he said.
他没有自己欺骗自己。
He did not deceive himself.
错了就是错。
Because he was wrong and he knew it.
再好的理由错了也是错。
Doesn't matter what kind of excuses you give, you are still sin.
然后呢，拿单先知就说了，神已经除掉你的罪了。
But Nathan replied, the Lord has already taken away your sin.
大卫认罪快，神赦免他也快。
Because David has admitted his sin very quickly, that's why God has forgiven him very quickly too.
你马上承认，好，马上除掉你的罪。
Because you admitted immediately, then immediately I removed your sin.
当然了，第十四节说，只是你犯了这个罪了。你就一辈子要承担这个代价了，这个后果了。
And because you have committed the sin, that you have to bear the consequences.
但是因为他没有骗自己。
But because he did not deceive himself.
神是爱，神是真理，神赦免他。
God is love and God is truth, so that's why God forgave him.
这个是我们今天非常好的一个学习的例子。
And this is a very good example for us to remind ourselves.
比较聪明的小孩，父母如果生气要打下去的时候。
If a child who's clever and when a father or when the parent want to hit the child.
比较聪明的小孩会怎么做？
For a smart kid, what would he do?
我错了，我错了，我不下次不敢了。
He would just immediately admit his own sin.
快了，哭很大声。
And he would cry very loud.
哇，父母本来很生气啊，要打下去了。
And the parent was very angry, but they when they are about to hit the child.
来了，打小力一点，高高的举起来，轻轻的放下。好了，打一下就算了。
They lift the hand high, but because the child admitted himself, admitted the sin, and the parent will hit lightly.
因为你承认了嘛。
Because the child has already admitted his sins.
我打你的目的就是要你承认呢。
The reason why the parent want to hit the child is to make sure that he knows he's wrong.
承认了，好了，可以了。
And so if the child say I've wrong, then that's okay.
那个不肯认错的呢？
But for those who do not admit the wrongs,
哇，多打几下。
And you have to hit it harder.
我小时候试过做这个实验了。
I have done this kind of experience when I was young.
爸爸打我的时候，我死忍住什么都不讲。
When my dad hit me, I just kept quiet, did not say anything.
哦，这个打很多下。
And then he just kept on hitting more and more.
哎呀，很痛很痛。
It was really hurt.
看到我弟弟了，最小的很聪明啊，打一下就马上，对不起，对不起。
But my youngest brother, when he was hit, he just immediately say, "Oh, I'm sorry."
有时候还没有打下来，先哭。
And before, and sometimes before my father hit him, he cried already.
父母都心软了嘛。
And the parent who has a soft heart.
你承认了，好吧，下次不要了。
As long as you admit your sin, it's fine. Then don't do it next time.
但是我们人就是倔强嘛，这是自己的面子的问题。
And most of the time, because of our dignity.
Stubborn.
Because of our stubbornness.
硬性，不肯说，我错了。
Most of the time, because we're stubborn, we do not say, I'm sorry.
求你赦免我。
Or ask for forgiveness.
为什么人与人之间的关系也是一样？
And that's the same as the relationship between humans.
如果夫妻的关系不好。
If a husband's wife relationship are not well,
大部分的情况之下都是两方面都有错。
And most of the time, both sides have wrong.
两方面都不肯说对不起。
But both sides did not apologize to another.
等你说跟我说，先说对不起。
They were waiting for another person.
等来等去啊，大家也不会说对不起的。
And at the end of the day, no one said no apologize.
就冷战了。
And they will have a cold war.
冷战久了都没感情了。
And after a while, they will lose their passion.
因为大家都不肯说是我错了。
Because none of them wanted to apologize.
都是你错，都是对方错。
It's always the other person's fault.
这种啊，没有办法辅导的。
And there is no way to counsel these kind of
couples. 只要双方都说是对方错的话，这个没有办法辅导。
Because those who always said it was your fault, then there's no way to consult them.
辅导，对双方都知道自己错了，才有办法。
To counsel them is to let them that both of them have wrong.
父母跟儿女也是一样。
It's the same as between parents and children.
大家只看了自己方面说我对你错，也是没有办法辅导。
If they always see the other person's fault, there's no way to counsel them.
有一天，父母跟儿女自己都想说，哎呀，我的态度也是不对了。
If one day both of them realize that they had bad attitude, then
我也应该改善了。
And they know that they have to make improvements.
这个关系改善就开始来了。
And then they will change the relationship.
So we
do not deceive ourselves.
神的恩典呢，是要在我们悔改、认罪、承认自己的软弱的时候开始的。
And God's grace is for us to repent and to go back to Lord Jesus.
所以我们要常常的审查自己。
So we have to often examine ourselves.
不要去骗别人。
Do not deceive others.
更不要去骗自己。
And more than that, do not deceive yourself.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus help us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
477首。
477.